Welcome to the GCSE Sociology Study Guide podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're tackling a topic that is absolutely fundamental to your success in the exam, primary and secondary data. Understanding the difference between these two, and critically, knowing when to use each, is a skill that examiners are always looking to reward. Get this right, and you're building a fantastic foundation for earning top marks in your research methods questions. So, let's get started. First, let's break down the core concepts. What exactly are primary and secondary data? Think of primary data as first-hand information. It's brand new data that the sociologist collects themselves for their own specific research purpose. Imagine a sociologist wanting to study student attitudes to school. They might create a questionnaire and give it out to students, or conduct face-to-face interviews, or even observe behavior in the playground. In all these cases, questionnaires, interviews, observations, the sociologist is generating original data. The huge advantage here is that the data is tailored exactly to the research question, which tends to make it high in validity. That is, it gives a truthful, authentic picture of what's being studied. Now let's flip to the other side. Secondary data. This is essentially secondhand information. It's data that already exists, having been collected by someone else for a different purpose. Sociologists can then analyze this pre-existing data. A classic example is official statistics like the census data collected by the government or crime statistics from the police. These are massive data sets that would be impossible for a single sociologist to collect. Other types include personal documents like diaries or letters, which can offer incredible insight into someone's world, and also media content like newspapers or TV shows. The big plus for secondary data is that it's often cheap and quick to access. Large-scale statistics can also be highly reliable, meaning they are collected in a standardized way that could be repeated and representative as they cover a large cross-section of the population. So we have primary data, which is often rich and valid, and secondary data, which can be large-scale and reliable. This brings us to the key theoretical concepts you need to apply. Let's be crystal clear. Validity refers to the truthfulness or authenticity of the data. Qualitative methods like unstructured interviews often produce high validity data because they capture deep, genuine insights. Reliability refers to consistency. If another researcher repeated the study, would they get the same results? Quantitative methods like a multiple choice questionnaire or official statistics are often high in reliability because they are easily replicable. And finally, representativeness is about whether the findings from the research sample can be generalized to the wider population. A large-scale survey of 2,000 people is likely to be more representative than a case study of just one individual. Now for the crucial exam tips. When you get a question asking you to evaluate a research method or data type, you must use the PET framework. That's PET, practical, ethical, and theoretical. Practical issues are things like time and cost. Is it feasible for the researcher to do? Do they have the skills? Can they access the group they want to study? Ethical issues are about morality. Have the participants given informed consent? Is their data kept confidential? Are they protected from harm? And theoretical issues are the ones we just discussed. Validity, reliability, and representativeness. Using PET to structure your answer ensures you cover all the key sociological considerations and will be credited by examiners. Let's also flag some common mistakes to avoid. First, candidates often confuse validity and reliability. Remember, validity is about truth. Reliability is about replication. Second, don't just say secondary data is outdated. Check the source in the exam. If it's from last year, it's not outdated. You must be specific. Finally, avoid generic statements. Don't just say primary data is expensive. You need to explain why it's expensive in the context of the specific research scenario given in the question. Application is key. Okay, are you ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? Let's see what you've retained. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. 1. Data you collect yourself is called primary data. 2. The truthfulness of the data refers to its validity. 3. Official statistics are an example of which data type? Secondary data. 4. Which T in the PET framework covers the concept of reliability? Theoretical. 5. A diary is an example of what kind of secondary data? A personal document. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concepts again. So, to summarize, we've learned that primary data is firsthand information you collect yourself, often high in validity. Secondary data is secondhand information collected by others, often high in reliability and representativeness. When evaluating any data source, you must apply the PET framework, considering the practical, ethical, and theoretical strengths and limitations. Avoid those common pitfalls, apply your knowledge to the specific question, and you will be well on your way to exam success. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your revision.